98.1 KZE. It is MK with you. It's Friends Day on KZE. Once again, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Matthew O'Neill in the studio with me. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to see you. It's been a while, I think, since you and I saw each other.
No, time flies.
Yeah, but you've been to KZE before. Maybe our listeners.
Yeah, know. I think when Chofer Cascade came out, okay. I made a visit.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a longtime musician.
I sure am.
You have the record label.
I do.
Underwater Panther Coalition.
Yes, indeed.
Which I had a t-shirt for our tank top for a long time, and I think I finally wore it out, but I loved that
good
tank
for
top.
You.
It's a good symbol.
I should have brought a replacement on.
Oh, you know, get around to it.
Yeah, right.
But congratulations. You have a new record out, Ancestor's Wheel. Tell me about the record.
Tell you about the record.
Yeah, well, what do you want to say about the record?
There's a lot I could say. We made it. It was a group of friends gathering after not seeing each other for a long time. It's like a Campfire Cook was a record I made about 10 years ago.
That, I think, was the first album that I met you because of, and I loved that record.
Thank you. Yeah, so we had made that out there. And just sort of like, let's get together. We set up in a living room in Topanga that I rented, had a piano in it, and we had the guys from Seahorse Sound come out. And so we all just showed up from our various locales in the place where we all met. And I brought in, you know, we had 3 days. I had about 16 song ideas. And we just circled up and just surrendered to the moment. And it was amazing. We got them all. Like, we were just one thing after, you know, most of the record is first, second, third takes of these songs.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, yeah, just connecting together.
Sounds like a very like unself-conscious experience
for sure.
Yeah, which is rare for a recording session.
No, this isn't like here's my. No, it's not like. Yeah, it was different. It's really just about like documenting an event, and then coming home and being really excited about what had happened, and then at home I have a timber frame sonic sanctuary. I like to call it, where I just kind of seasoned it. I like if I can to season things like a year. I give myself a year deadline. Like, okay, what's my spring perspective? What's my summer, you know, fall perspective? And I added, because it was like a sparse setup in the living room, I added the synth parts that I was hearing, and I added some harmonies, and I had Jesse Murphy come play some bass. I had different bass players come in. And then it was done, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like really happy to have it out. I think it's a very genre spanning record.
Yeah.
It's a double LP, and there's like everything from like spiritual jazz to like Canyon psych rock or whatever you want to call it on there.
So. Awesome. Ancestor's Wheel is the name of the record. We're going to hear a couple tracks today, starting really from the top. So we've got the first song queued up here, We'll Miss You. Anything you want to say about this one?
This song was written on my back porch.
Cool.
In Willow Valley. And it's just like thinking about, you know, how important music is in, you know, culture and centering, you know, the important, just like really kind of thinking about how key and how central songs can be, and that this is kind of like an honor song. So that's what this is an honor song.
We'll miss you when
98.1 KZE. That's Matthew O'Neill from his new record, Ancestor's Wheel. We just heard the first track on the album called We'll Miss You. That was beautiful. That was, yeah, as you said, I mean, it's a genre agnostic type of album. So perhaps, you know, nothing else on the record sounds exactly like that.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
It's fun that way.
I like beginning the album with such a kind of like quiet, reflective kind of track.
Yeah. And then go from there.
Yeah.
Just like set that down.
Yeah. Also, beginning the album with the words "We'll miss you" is a funny way to start.
Totally. It's like, why isn't that the last song?
Yeah. Tell me about the name Ancestor's Wheel. Where's that come from?
Oh my goodness. That. So these spirals that we have in our lives. When I did live in Los Angeles and was working with these guys, these friends of mine, I was doing a lot of Qigong, and basically you would have visions while you're doing it. And then one vision I had out there was this wheel, and it was like, it's hard to describe, but it was like a wheel, like a sun, but each angle had like an ancestor coming off of it. And then there was all this like instruction that came with it. And because this album was very much in line with a lot of the instruction that was given during that experience, I went ahead and named it after that wheel.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then with the album cover too, it kind of harkens to that.
There's a wheel on there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like what I was experiencing.
Yeah, did you put this together?
I collaborated with a graphic designer.
Yeah, yeah. It's I see a wheel / sun shape. There's a couple of those.
Yeah,
and then there's a is that a flower, a plant in the middle?
Yeah, some foxglove on there and some lyrics.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, by the way, this album is available on Bandcamp, where I always like to direct people because you can pay for music on Bandcamp, which
That's
is a
right.
nice thing to do. Where else can we find it?
Yeah, I mean, it's streaming everywhere, but yeah. Bandcamp is a great way to support. And the website, matthew-o'neill.com, is kind of a good resource for keeping up to date and get on the email list and see what's going on. Been pretty prolific recently, so there's about to be...
Good for you. You're churning out the content.
Yeah. it's great. I've just been getting a lot done in the studio. And it's like... Each aspect of a project has its own kind of juice to it. So when you have like something new and then you've got something like this, and it all feels good. So, and then as far as like live performances and tour too, the website's good for that.
Awesome. Well, let's hear another one. This is track 2. This one's called Disagreement. Would you like to set this one up for us?
This is the first song I wrote for the session. In my basement, playing through an SVT stack. It's a kind of a perennial groove for me. And I was just thinking about humans from a non-human perspective, which is something I often do. So it's kind of an articulation of that. And then there's kind of like 3 vignettes, different scenes. Each verse is kind of a different scene. So, yeah.
Awesome. Matthew O'Neill, Disagreement from Ancestor's Wheel.
Yeah.
98.1 KZE. That's the second track from Matthew O'Neill's new record, Ancestor's Wheel. That one's called Disagreement. And that's such a good guitar riff to open it up.
Some serious, yeah.
There's a groove. I love the bass line.
Jesse Murphy.
Yeah.
He's no stranger to these parts.
Yeah. Well, the album, once again, is available on Bandcamp and streaming, I imagine, anywhere you want to get it. You can go to Matthew's website and order.
Hit me up on the website. I got, you have a bunch of shows coming up. I got the records. Happy to send them out. We'll be at Tubby's in February.
Oh, great.
And probably a pop-up before then. So
nice.
Thanks for having me, MK.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, this was another kind of last second, like, hey, you free?
Yeah. No, but I'll make it over there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you making
the
time.
It's so cozy in here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I especially like this time of year when it's like already kind of getting dark in here, and I only have one light. So
that's it.
So it's got a real atmosphere in here.
For real.
Matthew O'Neill has been my guest on Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. We got your community bulletin board, Sarah Borges, up next on 98.1 KZE.